USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Minnesota State Fair officials confirmed in a press conference Sunday that officers responded to a gunshot inside the fairground that led to Saturday night's chaos and the fair's early closure that night. According to police, there had been groups of youths fighting and causing mischief in some of the heavily populated areas of the fairgrounds at the time of the shooting. St. Paul fire medics took one person to the hospital for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Minnesota State Fair Police Chief Ron Nafla says their security measures remain in place, and other than bringing additional officers to the fair Sunday and Monday, officials are at a loss of how to stop those weapons from entering the fairground.
I don't know what else could have been done. Somebody to engage in such a brazen act in a crowd of people with no regard for the safety or the lives of others.
The shooter, believed to be male, reportedly escaped the fairgrounds in the chaos and remains at large. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
A routine morning jog turned into kidnapping for one young Memphis mother and school teacher. Police are searching for 24-year-old Eliza Fletcher after they say surveillance video shows she was forced into the back of a black SUV near the University of Memphis. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston has been charged with especially aggravated kidnapping and tampering with evidence in the disappearance, and one other person has been arrested. However, Fletcher is still missing. Mark Province, a University of Memphis student, said,
I think we have a security team here that will escort you to your car if it's after dark and stuff like that, so people should be aware of that.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
President Joe Biden drew both criticism and praise for his words in his primetime speech in Philadelphia earlier this week against what he calls MAGA Republicans, and his predecessor, Donald Trump, calling their agenda a, quote, extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. President Biden's senior advisor and former mayor to Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, says the president was not targeting all Republicans with his words, but rather seeking to unite the country in our values.
The president spoke optimistically about who we are as Americans. We are the greatest nation in the world, but also a reminder that we have to be intentional about being the greatest nation in the world.
Jackson, Mississippi isn't the only city with a water crisis. Dangerous levels of arsenic have been found in the tap water at a public housing complex in the East Village of Manhattan in New York City. Thousands of the low-income residents have been told not to drink or cook with water from their taps at the Jacob Riis housing complex. The city's public advocate, Jumami Williams, answered questions at the scene Sunday morning.
This is the first time that there's been a positive test of arsenic in the city's water, in any of the water at all in the city.
Healthcare workers are preparing for the newly approved updated COVID-19 vaccine booster that could be available to Americans within the next week. The former acting director of the CDC and president and CEO of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Dr. Richard Besser, says that if this booster targets the current Omicron strains, this could be a big step to reducing the number of severe illnesses and death. This is USA Radio News.